Ignatius, whose surname was Theophorus, meaning God-bearer, may have been a disciple of John the Evangelist. Little is known about his early life, but he took charge of a church at Antioch around the year 69 and was condemned to death during the time of Trajan's persecution. While in transit to Rome, the boat carrying him to his death made stops along the shores of Asia Minor, and he was able to preach in the churches along the way. Faithful Christians met Ignatius upon his arrival in Rome, both to celebrate his presence and mourn his impending death. Praying with the believers, he asked for an end to persecution, blessings on the church, and charity for the faithful. He was taken to the amphitheater in Rome, where it is reported two lions were set upon him. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Dying, we rise to you, O Lord. Come, be our light. Psalm 89, verses 11 to 15. Yours are the heavens, the earth also is yours. You laid the foundations of the world and all that is in it. You have made the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand and high is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of your throne. Love and truth go before your face. Happy are the people who know the festival shout. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your presence. Dying, we rise to you, O Lord. Come, be our light. A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 3 to 13. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path, so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the Holy Spirit and in sincere love, in truthful speech, and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left. Through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak as to my children. Open wide your hearts also. Dying, we rise to you. O Lord, come, be our light. Ignatius of Antioch wrote, "The delights of this world and all its kingdoms will not profit me. I would prefer to die in Jesus Christ than to rule over all the earth. I seek him who died for us. I desire him who rose for us. I am in the throes of being born again. Bear with me, my brothers and sisters. Let me see the pure light. When I am there, I shall be truly a human being at last. Let me imitate the sufferings of my God." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. God who speaks, the earth came alive at the sound of your voice. Would you speak to us and make us come alive? Jesus, you alone have the words of eternal life. Holy Spirit, would you intercede for us in our weakness and teach us how to pray. We choose to rejoice today in God's might and greatness, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. Praise Him for His mighty works. Praise His unequal greatness. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. Are there people who don't like us, who are set against us? Are we experiencing opposition or criticism right now? Are we feeling frustrated and angry? Lord, in all these thoughts, in this quiet, we give You our honest prayer, our disappointment, our anger, our frustration, and our fear. God, we pray for those in our life who we know are facing opposition, and especially those who are losing heart and courage. Encourage them. Strengthen feeble knees and weak hands. When they are faced by an enemy, may they turn their faces to You. Help them to pour out their hearts to You, full of confidence that You will hear and help. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, it is tempting to react with anger when someone stands in our way, actively opposes us, or is critical and mocking. God, we yield our anger and bruised hearts to You and ask that You would give us a new heart, a new spirit, and the capacity to bless those who curse us. We yield to Your promise of help as we practice compassion and grace. I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh, as we read in Ezekiel 11:19. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to You in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And in the words that Jesus taught us, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord God, instill in us such a fervor for You that we cannot help but preach Your love and reconciliation in times of sorrow and joy. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever He may send you. May He guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May He bring you home rejoicing at the wonders He has shown you. May He bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.